Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Our working day is 9 to 5.
It's all in a day's work.
Big work day.
Big work day at work.
You people work 8-hour days, we work 12.
You gonna work all day?
Poor guy. All work and no play.
Start working! Work!
Oh, I've heard enough of this conversation.
All right, let's get this off to a good start.
Good morning, it's the Kix Morning Show, JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, and welcome to Wednesday, March 6th. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. Good morning, Nick.
What up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I am good. Everybody good. Doing all right from yesterday?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes. It is. We have all the parent-teacher conferences this week.
Oh, that's going on right now.
Back to back. And my husband is directing a show right now, so he's gone every night. So I have all four kids at all the parent-teacher conferences, and it is an adventure.
What do you do with them?
They sit there. that is all I can do.
Teachers?
Yes. The kindergarten teacher had all the iPads out, so that was awesome.
Nah, that makes sense. That'll occupy him.
So that has been my favorite one thus far.
Smart to put the iPads out.
Right.
Give them something to do.
Right.
Versus making them just sit there.
But so far, so good. Everyone seems to be doing okay. Shout out to my daughter's kindergarten teacher who she was like, I'm really trying to make sure I keep up with technology and learn how to do new things. There were two like printed sheets that had QR codes on them.
Oh, okay.
And you scan them with your phone and you heard your kid sounding out all the words on the page.
Oh, nice. That's neat.
And reading one of their little books.
That's kind of cool.
That's really neat.
I know. She was kind of embarrassed about it, but I was like, I'm impressed.
No, that is super impressive. That's really impressive. That's really
dominating things right now.
Right? She was like, I learned something new. I did a thing.
I know you have been through it with the two other kids, but isn't it neat watching the progression of your child through kindergarten?
Yeah.
Like how when they get there, I mean, my son still has sloppy, bad handwriting, but just here, like
my
all the math
still
and
has
all that,
sloppy,
right?
Bad handwriting.
I think I still do actually. So
my but senior like, still yeah. does. Yeah.
But like now, Carter like reading stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Jess and I have to speak in Spanish now whenever we don't want him to understand what we're talking about because we can't spell stuff out anymore. So we speak in Spanish, and he gets so mad. Like, he is just really angry. When am I going to get to learn Spanish? Hopefully never. I don't know what to tell you. Your mom and I have to have secrets from you. Like, come on.
That's very
so
funny.
It's always really fun.
And parent-teacher conferences are different once you get to, like, high school. It's, like, in a giant gym, and each teacher is at a table.
Seriously?
Yeah. And you go to the teachers that you think you need to talk to because of the grades the way they are.
Oh, different classes that they all go to.
Oh,
that makes sense.
When I was in high school, they were all still in their classrooms. Like, you just went to different classrooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it's like Hogwarts at Northeast. You can get lost. Like, you end up in a room, you're like, how did I even get
what
here?
What is this place?
Yeah. So, they put them all in the one gym, and you just go in there, and unless you get invited... If your kid's not doing so well, we'd love to see you at our table.
Right.
Yeah, come on over.
Time.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Oh. So,
luckily enough.
That sounds loud and chaotic. And
I think it's not super loud, no, because I think everybody's just kind of like trying to keep their own business.
Right.
At the table. It's a little mumble, 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 mumble type sound that kind of comes in as you're walking into the gym.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not terrible, but... Luckily enough, knock on wood, we haven't had invited to come have a conversation.
Well, that's
with
good.
One of the teachers, so
that's positive.
My senior's doing very well, and the boy is motivated by a car and his driver's license to get good grades.
Good.
I forgot my the kindergarten teacher, and I think Sarah finally just got comfortable because one of the things she wrote was Sarah doesn't have an inside voice. She was like, but that wasn't the case the first half of the year at all. I was like, she's just comfortable now.
Yeah. Boom.
All right. Well, best of luck to all of you.
Yep.
Especially you with the four going to parent teacher.
One more. We just have one more today.
You could do it.
I know.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We'll have a joint chance to join the Millionaires Club and hopefully win over $300 million. That'll be coming up throughout the show, as well as couples therapy at 7:20.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Seriously. What the f***? Picture life.
And of course, this happens in Florida.
Mm.
Orlando, to be factual, 27-year-old guy, been trying to get his Nissan Altima out of an impound lot for like a month.
Oh, God, that's like the most frustrating, stinking. I got my car one time impounded, and I was on my way home from the dog groomer, and the cop actually told me I wasn't allowed to take anything out of the car. I was like, what about my dog? Can I get at least get my dog? Oh, wow. Yeah, they said he can't remove anything out of the car. Like, everything had to stay in there.
You want to take care of the dog?
Yeah.
Why was like, your car getting impounded?
I had a ticket from like 4 years earlier in Omaha, and he was just waiting outside of my house. They must have been really slow. Wow. Like that day. Yeah, it ended up costing like $800.
So what about your dog?
Eventually, I talked him into letting me. He's like, well, you could call your wife and she could come back from work, but you specifically. I was like, I'm not calling my wife to come from work just to open that door.
You're like, why don't you open the door? The dog will run out.
Right, exactly.
His own thing.
It was ridiculous. Wow. And then that whole process is frustrating. So I'm sure whatever we're about to talk about is completely justified.
Yeah, so when he finally went to get it back on Saturday, the owner of the lot was out grabbing food and had the keys. So he had to wait a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he was fed up at that point.
Okay.
Because instead of waiting.
It's frustrated. It's been a month. He needs his car.
He started throwing Molotov cocktails at his own car.
Not quite justified anymore.
So here's this guy had already paid $300 to get his car out of the impound lot.
Right.
The owner of the lot had the keys in his hand and went out there to get the car, and it was on fire.
Yeah. Well, my question is like, did he show up with all, like, you guys know what a Molotov cocktail is, right?
I mean, not stuff you have in your, with you
it's
regularly.
It's literally like imagine a beer bottle,
right? Yeah.
With alcohol or with
cloth,
gasoline in it, and then usually you'll like stuff a cloth or something and light that on fire, and then when you throw it explodes and all the gasoline lights up.
Yeah.
Like, why did he just randomly have all that stuff?
And like, why did he?
Because Darnell's the owner of the impound lot. Darnell went to get lunch. Maybe he had enough time to make three Molotov cocktails.
But like, why would setting minutes? His own car on fire be the listen, solution? I'll show them.
This guy is not a bright individual, obviously.
No.
Although Molotov cocktails are fun to make. I just throw that out there. That's from personal experience.
I mean, not that that was the right thing to do, but why would you go pay and then do it?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not do it? And I mean, again, not saying you should go use a Molotov cocktail on a car, but why would you do it? But pay to get it out as
I'll
well.
I'll show you.
I'll give you $300 and destroy my own car.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So don't do that.
Don't do that.
The more you know. We'll get the nitty gritty from Music City coming up. The latest from Nashville, Tennessee with Lauren is next.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty-gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Does it seem like Luke Combs is everywhere these days? Well, that's because he is. He is currently at number one on all five of the main Billboard country charts.
Wow.
Also, there are apparently five Billboard country charts. That's news to me. He is only the second artist to do it. Kane Brown accomplished it back in 2017. So here's how it breaks down. Luke's song, This One's For You, is number one on the Top Country Albums chart.
Okay.
After that, it's All Beautiful Crazy, which is number one on Country Airplay, Country Digital Songs, Hot Country Songs, and Country Streaming Songs charts. So basically what we've learned is everybody loves Luke Combs.
Pretty much.
He's doing just fine for himself. Well, if exercise was a religion, Tim McGraw would be an evangelist. He is a total believer, and he would like you to join him. On November 5th, you can buy his new book, Grit and Grace, Train the Mind, Train the Body, Own Your Life. He has some inspirational words for you. Tim says, quote, physical exercise helps me bring focus to my life and to the people who mean the most to me. I want this book to help people find what works for them by sharing the mental and physical approach that has worked for me. So just in time for Christmas, Tim McGraw's new book on exercise. That's a long time to announce.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's more than 6 months from now.
Why don't you get it out now?
I don't know. He's still training his mind. Michael Ray and Carly Pearce are being country's most adorable couple again.
Okay.
Michael was on Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday, and he gushed about his fiance Carly while talking about their recent proposal. Quote, I went a little far out. I wanted it to be everything she deserved and a night we would both remember forever. And she watches The Bachelor, so I have a lot to live up to. You know what I mean? I really stepped up the bar. Michael also talked about being nominated for his first ever ACM award, saying, quote, it was incredible. It's my first one, so it made it all that much more special being able to celebrate with her because how cute is this?
Right.
He is up for new male artist of the year, and Carly is nominated for new female artist of the year.
Adorable.
Those are for the ACM Awards coming up on April 7th. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll celebrate some good things, and you can share yours with us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And one other good thing is a chance to win big money with the Millionaire's Club. That's coming up, too.
Club?
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
That's weird. I don't know what the... Willie J, who helps out with ESPN and KFRX, our sister stations, there's a band outside?
Yeah, some guy at the bus, he says he doesn't know where to park it.
There's a band with a
Let's
bus.
Let's bring them in.
And none Let's of the radio stations.
I don't know who they are. Let's bring them in. They might be awesome.
We could discover the next big thing.
I would recommend a park just outside the parking lot area, that just in between there.
Yeah.
Would be great.
Yeah.
This is riveting radio.
I know.
Let's bring them in. Just tell them to come back.
I'm transparent about what's going on.
Maybe it's KFOR. Maybe KFOR booked a band.
Oh my gosh, there's like an old polka band coming in.
The house band.
It's going to be like, that'll be awesome.
Okay. Well, maybe you can be our ambassador.
Do some live bingo while we're at it.
Go investigate Willie J.
All of that sounds fun.
Who they're for, we'll totally
You can do it.
If they want to hang out.
Well, there you go. There's right, so sometimes rogue bands show yes. up.
That just might be my good thing.
That's so fun.
It's a rogue
There's
band.
There's a rogue band outside.
I'm gonna go find out who they are.
At 6:40 in the morning.
If they want to try to pile in here and play, I'm in.
That sucks to get up at 6:40 in the morning after you've probably been traveling for forever.
It seems like if you're going to show up somewhere as a band at 6:40 in the morning, you're pretty sure you have an appointment.
Right.
Dude, if they got a tour bus, though, this could be awesome. Yeah. I'm going to go check it out.
If they got some Jack Daniels on there. What's yours, Lauren?
Okay, so my good thing today is the Lincoln Children's Zoo. There are so many things happening, and we have Jungle John on Fridays, but that's...
All right.
Nick just left.
He's going to go get
but
his
that's
good thing.
Yeah. But that's not till way later in the show. So people that listen at this time never get to hear about all the awesome things that are happening at Lincoln Children's
exactly.
Zoo.
Exactly.
So, most people know there is the $24 million expansion that is coming up. They open this weekend, and when they open this weekend, that is the last time they will ever be closed. Right now is the last time they will ever be closed, because as of now, the Lincoln Children's Zoo is a year-round zoo. That has never happened before.
No, I've known it since I was a little kid as a spring, summer, fall place. That's
it. Now it is year-round. And awesome. Then the ribbon cutting on the expansion will be May 10th.
Okay.
So when they open this Friday, it will be all the zoo you have always known and loved.
Right.
Then May 10th, you will get to see all the new stuff.
But when you're walking by, you'll be able to see, it's like things are building and stuff.
Yeah.
Like maybe.
The expansion will have more exotic animals, giraffes, Sumatran tigers, spider monkeys, and ways to interact with those animals. There's going to be a rainforest with a suspended platform so you can crawl by the monkeys. And then they had the big announcement a couple of weeks ago that they're also bringing cheetahs and anteater habitats and a big outdoor play area and a year-round cafe and an event space and a new building for the science focus program, which is really, really cool. The
nice.
High school kids that get to go to high school, the
zoo
school, plus major moves forward as far as their conservation efforts. They became one of the accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, which is a big recognition for them.
No kidding.
230 zoos in the country are part of that. Plus, as of this year, for the first time, they have Dr. Trent Schrader, a full-time director of medicine and conservation. We've had Dr. Schrader on the show.
Yeah.
He's been traveling all over the world to take samples, draw blood, do research, all kinds of stuff for conservation. So just big, big things happening
That's
for our friends
fun.
At the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
I can't wait. Friday, you said, opening?
Friday is opening
all right.
day.
My good thing, it turns out to be a pretty freaky thing when you think about it. So some rescuers in Estonia saw a distressed dog in a frozen river earlier in the week.
Okay.
And so they discovered it was not able to get out of the river, so they went and worked their way by getting some of the ice cleared away so the animal had a clear path to shore, trying to get it in and save it. So they got it out of the water, about 320 feet it swam, and they were clearing the ice as they were trying to get this dog to come and swim out. They hauled the beast out of the onto the shore, wrapped it in a towel, and it was covered in ice and snow, and it just looked horrible. So they called a protection animal service and said, "What should we do?" They go, "Bring it in. We'll take care of it. We got a hospital. Bring it in." And so they cleaned it up. The doctors did, and the nurses, and they cleaned it up and got it all warm. Well, it wasn't a dog. It was a wolf.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
But this wolf was so docile because its body temperature had dropped so low.
Aww.
That he's just like, "I give up.
Right, thanks for the help, guys."
So but he's going to be okay. They rescued this year-old wolf and he's going to be fine.
Oh, that's
which
awesome.
Which is the craziest thing.
But all right. Yeah. I got a good thing.
Give me my good thing.
This is how the driver said it. We have a band coming in. Name Cash Campbell is his name.
Oh, they're not
name.
Even supposed to be here till 10. They're talking to Coryell today.
Y'all, okay. Cash Campbell's sitting outside waiting for us.
3.5 hours early.
Take what? Let's get him in here. Let's have a little fun.
Okay, well.
They're parking their bus and they're coming in.
Oh, good.
Okay. We'll meet Cash Campbell.
Let's
apparently.
Do this thing.
Okay. All right.
From Des Moines, Iowa. Or no, he performed in Des Moines, Iowa last night.
There right. you go.
We'll get the details.
We don't know who this person is or what's happening. They might murder us.
Yep, right. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We'll be introduced to a guy named Cash Campbell, maybe. We'll get that coming up next. And your chance of getting the millionaires.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Hey, everybody. Football's back.
Oh, buddy.
This is exciting.
You don't have to whisper about it.
I know, it's just so exciting.
It's funny to like go down to to go down for a Scott Frost spring football practice press conference when there's like a foot of snow on the ground.
Yeah, right.
It's a weird dynamic, I'll tell you that.
Just enjoy it.
Luckily, there's just enjoy it. No, it makes me wish it was spring even more. Instead of like still being dead of winter.
Yeah. But they've got that beautiful indoor facility to go and watch.
Half the fun of spring practice is that I leave work and it's going to be like 60 degrees out and feel like 80 because we've been just getting out of winter.
Right.
And go hang out down at practice. So I was
not
a little frustrated.
This year.
Not this year, even remotely. Well, I'll be curious to see how, hopefully, but when's the spring game? It's like, what,
mid-April?
Mid-April. Mm-hmm. We should be back to normal, hopefully, by then.
I feel like this winter, there's no promises.
Golly. I hate it because you're right.
So, with that, what's going on with the team?
Oh, my gosh, so much. So, of course, in the offseason, we had the first big story was the Maurice Washington situation going on with both revenge porn and child pornography, where he sent a video of his ex-girlfriend to his ex-girlfriend in California.
Getting assaulted.
Allegedly. And they're still going through the process. Scott said that he is going to wait and let the process play out. He's not one to go ahead and just say you're guilty and you got to just sit out.
Okay.
He's going to let the process play out. He's practicing limited because he'll be leaving probably again part of the way through.
Because you've got legal proceedings and stuff to deal with.
So they'll see how that goes.
Okay.
And then it'll be interesting to see how he handles this because this is the first real like controversy of his tenure here at Nebraska. Okay. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles it. I know the previous student that was charged with these exact same things got a misdemeanor and then had community service. So what does Scott do when that, if that comes around and that's the end result? So we'll see. But they had a lot of football to talk about. They got the biggest thing is going to be there's a new kid on campus. His name's Wandale Robinson.
Okay.
And he was like one of the big, tore it up in all the All-American games and all that kind of stuff. Like
superstar.
Just stud.
Yeah.
So he's going to get a lot of playing time. So get to know Wandale.
Wandale.
He's going to be a guy
that
we all want.
His name Wandale?
Wandale.
Okay.
Yep. It's WAN_DAL.
Oh.
Wandale.
Okay.
Wandale. That makes sense.
And so get to know him.
Okay.
And then real fun story that's going on, too, is Wyatt Mazur, who was a walk-on.
Yeah.
Is taking a ton of reps at
running back. Yeah, super
so that'll
nice
be,
guy, too.
Yeah, that'll be something to watch. But it's a whole lot of new faces and new places, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a guy to really keep an eye on. He's going to be playing outside linebacker, JoJo Doman. He played a little bit last year. He was the top player in Colorado when we got him like 3 years ago. He's been hurt a lot. This kid has fought through, I mean, like ACL injuries, all sorts of stuff. And now he's healthy, finally working out. So you're rooting for him because he's a kid that there was a lot of NFL promise with this guy.
Okay.
And he's battling through some injuries, so he's going to be out there. But ultimately, eventually, it's going to warm up.
Wonder how Husker Bay is doing.
And we're going to have, he's still, every time they have like a workout video, he's either lifting the weight or he is helping the person who is lifting the weight. So we know he's moving a lot of weight in the offseason.
Damian Jackson.
Yeah, Damian Jackson. He's been training to be a long snapper.
Oh, good.
So, and then there's a career. Of course, the Navy used him as a big part of their promotional stuff. There's some awesome Husker videos with him in it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun season.
It's exciting. The spring game's not far away.
April 14th. We're going to have a huge pre-game party and all that stuff. I will not be here, but it will be a ton of fun.
Yep, we'll be in the rail yard like always doing a big pre-party.
Which, in theory, won't be under a foot of snow then.
Yeah,
April 13th,
hopefully.
Yeah, we should be okay.
In like 5 weeks.
You wouldn't think it would be under a foot of snow right now either, though.
Right. That's true. That's a true fact.
Fingers crossed. On Kix 96.9.
Keep your fingers crossed for April 13th for Husker football.
Let's go see if this band is ready to come in.
All right, we'll see what happens with the newcomer Cash Campbell coming.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All the best stuff happens in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Including what happened to this Perth gentleman.
Okay, this story has so many twists and turns. I love it so much. And it starts with a Reddit post. This Reddit post was called, "Who do you call when you're stuck?" And it goes like this. A man wrote, quote, "Well, I wanted a nice, shiny coffee bar countertop, so I cut and sanded and stained it all nice, and I applied a coat of epoxy resin Thursday night. It was supposed to set hard in 24 hours. So tonight, after I took a shower, I came back out to check on it. I knocked my fingers on it. It sounded like hard plastic, so I thought it was set. I was curing it in the living room because it's the least dusty place.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just happened to sit down on it while I was reading the instructions that came with the epoxy, wondering if I needed to give it another coat before it was done. When I was done reading the instructions, I went to stand up.
Oh, no.
I could not. So I'm just kind of sitting here.
So did he get out of his jeans, or what did he do?
Wait. So okay. I'm just kind of sitting here with this thing attached to my bare butt cheeks, watching Battlestar Galactica and waiting for non-emergency 911 to return my call.
Tell me 100% this isn't something that guy right over there would have happened to him. You're about to act like this is weird that he's sitting with his bare butts on this table.
I haven't watched Battlestar Galactica
and you walk around your house
forever.
Yeah, exactly. You walk around your house in the nude when no one's home.
The part of this that you don't relate to is that you don't watch Battlestar Galactica anymore.
Why? No, I haven't watched it forever.
Why would you sit with your... Like, there's a lot here, but why would you go, like, okay, coffee table in the front room, here's my bare butt that I'm going to sit down on this thing, and just, like, does he clean it right away afterwards in case people come over? Like, what's happening here?
He was deciding whether he needed to add another coat to it, so I suppose that would seal in those butt germs.
Oh God!
Either this, you have to
bounced in it,
yeah. Right? You have to in bounced.
I don't know. Whatever. I was making a word.
That's definitely not a word. I had to back up there.
I'm glad.
You might mean ensconced, applies here.
Close. Yeah.
Anyway. So, what this guy does while he's waiting for the non-emergency police number, because he had to call because somebody had to come save him, he's posting on Reddit. More than 300 comments in, somebody said, "Wow, man, what a pickle." To which he responded, "OMG, yes." So, his Google searches had told him that one of the release agents for this epoxy was vinegar. He could not get vinegar because it was in his garage, and he said the table wouldn't fit through the door. He did have a big jar of pickles in the fridge.
He's walking around the house with the table stuck to his butt, just waddling around.
How heavy is his coffee table, too? I mean...
I don't know.
He's from Australia, man. They're tough down there.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was the pickles that saved the day. There is a picture. He had to wait for it to work because it takes a minute to work its way through the epoxy. So there's a picture of like the side of his leg, some of the coffee. You can see Battlestar Galactica on the TV.
And Edward James almost right there.
Yep. And an empty jar of pickles. That's
him. The opportunity missed here, guys, is that during your tease, JP, you could have said, "Coming up, a sticky situation down under."
Stay put.
Listen, that's 100 times better than some of the jokes you tell.
All right. 96.9.
I'm going to put it up on Twitter so you guys can see this. picture and story about the man from Perth. And
because
it's not me.
At the bottom, they also have the pieces of coffee table, and you can kind of see the butt print in the epoxy.
Couples therapy, that's next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it, I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Helping solve relationship issues, that's what we do with couples therapy every Wednesday. Tomorrow at this time, it'll be date them or dump them. But today, it's about the couples. And a line has definitely been drawn in the sand, according to the email that we got from Savannah between her and her husband, Chris. We get right to it. Good morning, Savannah. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good,
We're
thanks.
Good. Happy hump day.
Oh, yes. Happy hump day to you, too.
All right. So lay out the issue. What is going on with you and your husband, Chris?
All right. I don't know how I feel about this situation right now. All right. So he's got this friend, Chris, that he went to college, that's from college. And, I mean, his name is Brian. I'm sorry.
Brian, that's fine.
So they went to college, they went to college together. And this guy is, like, a complete douche giant canoe. Like, he's such a horrible person. Like, I mean, all right, he's not nice to anyone, especially my husband. He cheats on his wife, and he's, like, at a dead-end job, and he never wants, all he wants to do is drink beer, and I'm just over this guy, you know? I want my husband to ditch him, you know? Like, he's nothing but, I mean, I call him a butt clown. Like, that's how much I don't like this guy.
That's an affectionate name.
You guys, we have three kids, you know, and I don't want people like that around them. And he's just the type of guy that's, like, always sending inappropriate memes to my husband, and I'm just over it. I'm done. Like, I just want my husband to stop being friends with him. That's it.
All right. Well, we've got your husband on the phone, and I'm going to assume he feels differently about his friend Brian.
Now, you would assume correctly. Look, I've known this dude for 18 years, or he's probably one of my five best friends. I mean, yeah, sure, you know, he's kind of stuck where he's at in life, but, like, he's my bro, and I'm not just going to dump him. That's ridiculous. You know, is it annoying that he's kind of gross and hitting on chicks all the time? Sure, you know what I mean? But I'm not dating him, and neither is Savannah. So, I don't really take my kids around him, and we probably only see each other every other week unless it's football season, so... You know,
Do you enjoy your time with him?
I'm sorry?
Do you enjoy your time with him? Because length of friendship in and of itself is not a reason to continue a friendship if something's not awesome.
I mean, that's a fair point, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, he makes me laugh all the time. You know what I mean? He's kind of out of my friends, he's sort of the weird class clown. You know, people like inappropriate humor sometimes, and he's that guy. So, you know, look, unless it's football season, the only time I really see him, we got a tailgate spot, you know, we got a tailgate spot downtown, and, like, a bunch of us hang out. Again, like, it's no big deal. He always cracks me up. He can be a little much. Savannah's right about that, but I'm not going to dump my friend because she thinks he's a little much. It's ridiculous.
Savannah, how much time do you actually have to spend around this guy?
I mean... Luckily for me, I always find something else to do when he's around.
You peace out while he's hanging.
But did you call him, you said butt clown?
Butt clown.
Butt clown's coming over?
Oh, I heard butt crumb, which is even worse.
Butt crumb?
I heard butt, like something stuck to your butt after you sit down.
could
Not
be that
any
too,
better.
I have something I could say, but I'll just keep it to myself.
All right. So where do you guys stand on this? Let's get the ball rolling here. What do you guys think?
If she and the kids don't often have to see this guy, then I kind of feel like whatever.
I am on her team. I am on her team. I've had friends. One of them I'll call KD. He was an absolute suck on my life and made it really bad on my marriage. Because a lot of the things that she's describing, I had a friend like that.
Right.
And actually, Jess had a friend like that. Also, and since we've kind of gotten rid of both of these two, and it has made our lives so much better. And I knew that guy for a while, He had a lot of mutual friends. I just don't. I'm not around that dude anymore.
Okay.
My life is a lot better because of it.
Well, let's take it to the people.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
So what happens now is we take it to you. 466-9696, or you can let us know now on Facebook and also on Twitter. Are you Team Savannah and cut this D-bag out of...
No more butt clown.
She feels strongly.
Yeah, I like it.
Or is it Chris's top, one of his top five friends, and you just leave it alone? We'll get your calls, 466-9696 for Couples Therapy, brought to you by Husker Lawn and Leisure Show.
Good morning. Waking you up every morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Mornings.
Get on out.
Kicks 96.9.
Now we take it to the people and their thoughts on the issue between Chris and Savannah. Thank you guys, by the way, for listening to the show and being a part of this.
No problem. Thank you guys for helping out.
Of course. And so the issue is Savannah wants her husband to cut his friend Brian out of his life because he's a massive Delta Bravo. Chris has known him for 18 years, and he's one of his top five friends. So we want you to help by picking a side. 466-9696. You can let us know on Facebook and Twitter and make your choices on the poll that's up there as well. You look like you're going to say something.
No, I'm excited for you to...
The first call?
Yeah.
Hi, Kicks.
I am on the guy's side.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
You don't know? No, you just are?
Yeah, you do. Come on.
You have literally nothing to back up that assertion.
You like just, hey, man, you just got to pick a side. He did it.
And it's that easy.
There you go.
If
you
I was just excited side. For you to get to that guy.
Just pick a side.
That's what that grin was? Oh, my goodness.
All right. A side.
So you can do it just like that. It's that easy. Are
Boom!
Are you Team Chris or are you Team Savannah? Team Chris staying with his buddy because he doesn't see his kids all the time and he's not around them all the time? Or Team Savannah, this guy is a butt clown and needs to go. 466-9696. Your call's next. Lee Bryce, parking lot party. That's what happens with Chris and his buddy Brian, is they've got a tailgate spot for Husker game days, which is fun, but Brian apparently is a bit of a toxic person, according to Savannah, in Chris's life. And you can let us know what you think, what side you're on, Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. Good morning.
I'm on his side.
Okay, why?
Because it's really not hurting anybody. Kids aren't around him that much. I've had friends like that. I've probably been that friend before. And, I mean, there's really no... I don't see the big deal with it. There's friends that my wife don't like. She has friends I don't like. We just don't be around them if we don't like them.
Just keep them separated.
Okay. That easy.
Just like the
keep
song.
Keep them separated.
It's a very possible
little offspring separated. Action there.
Okay. So we want to hear from
Brian. Brian, is that you? No.
No, that was not Brian on the phone. We'll get more of your opinions on what side you're on with Couples Therapy between Team Savannah and Team Chris coming up.
Take a left here, boy. Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kicks 96.9.
Couples Therapy, and a line has been drawn on the sand between Chris and Savannah about Chris's friend Brian. He's known Brian for forever, and he's one of his top five friends, but Brian is, quote-unquote, a butt clown.
That's right.
According to Savannah.
Douche canoe, and, I think she called him also.
Delta Bravo, all kinds of names.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Savannah thinks it's time for Chris to just cut Brian out of his life. Chris is like, I can't do that. I've known him forever. He's not around the kids all the time. So it's not the only time you really ever get to see him that much in a row is because during football season, they do some tailgating because they've got a spot downtown.
And this is so interesting to me right now. The poll on Facebook versus Twitter is exactly reversed.
Man.
It is 70-30 in favor of Team Chris on Facebook.
Okay.
And 70-30 in favor of Team Savannah on Twitter. I don't know what the difference is, but apparently we are split on this.
Interesting. Good morning. Your thoughts. What team are you on?
I'm on Savannah's side.
Okay, why?
Okay,
why?
Please have a reason.
Because happy wife equals happy life.
Say it again?
Happy wife means a happy life.
If you want to be happy in your life, she's got to be happy, and it's best to just admit that she's right.
I mean, I don't know in this situation, I understand, but like... I don't know that you can just say that across the board. Like any opinion she has is worth him changing his life
for. Well,
no,
not every opinion, but in the fact of the dude's a douche canoe, it's time to go.
How many times are
you going to say that? Such a good one, like a douche locker. One of those. There's all sorts of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so there's that. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
I am on the wife's side.
Okay, why?
Because generally...
So is the baby.
You make bad decisions with somebody who is not a very good influence to begin with if you have been friends with them that long.
That's true.
I don't want to say anything like that because I don't want to go there, but she's very, very got a great point.
Peer pressure.
Yeah, lots of peer pressure. That's a true fact.
All right, and it wasn't a baby. It's actually Savannah's. Just very.
You sound like a super excited baby.
Sometimes you got to. On the phone, she's winning this argument a lot.
All right, so with that, and the fact that it's split like that, what are your thoughts on what you're hearing, Savannah?
I mean, I don't want this to be like a big drawn out fight, like have him choose me or the guy. You know what I mean?
Right. Sure.
Just as I trust my husband, I don't think he's going to turn into the butt clown from hanging out with him so much. So, you know, like, as long as I don't see any change in my husband, that's fine. But the moment one little bit of butt clown just come from him, that's it.
Like it's
so
almost
be aware
like
of the butt clowniness.
It's almost like a virus. Like if he touches your shoulder, all of a sudden you're like, whoop, butt clown. Yeah. That'd be tough.
Wow.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
Chris, do you feel that you are self-aware enough to make sure that none of the butt clown rubs off on you?
Look, he's like the village idiot. You know what I mean? Like, I love him to death. Like, he's ridiculous. Yeah, there's no chance of that happening. And that's, you know, happy wife. And, like, I mean, she is otherwise a very... well taken care of, very happy person. I just feel like, you know, this dude isn't doing anything but annoying people. You know what I mean? That's
okay. Well, if you can keep him separated from your wife, and again, you hashtag no more butt clown, no kind of butt clown stuff comes out, then you should be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And,
yeah. That was not super confident.
All right. Well,
I just feel like I'm never going to hear the end of it either way.
I'll defend her side a little bit on this because, like, it's so you guys mentioned that the part that really gets me, like, if he's a Delta Bravo, that's one thing, and he's annoying, I get it. And if you think he's like not going anywhere, I get that too. And that's taking your husband's time. The part that I hang up on is the whole cheating on his wife thing. Because
that's the main concern, man.
Right? Because and here's what it is. Because I'm guessing most people listening has had a friend that has cheated on their wife, right? And when you're out with said friend, the individual they're cheating with kind of assumes you're in that crowd, and it's like, no, I'm not. Like, back off, get out of here. That's a weird deal. Right. That's a weird situation. So I get where she's coming from on that sense. I'll just throw my two cents in there. Okay. That's a weird situation.
I agree because, you know, there is an old time saying that birds of a feather flock together. So it kind of doesn't, it's unsettling to know that my husband's hanging out with a butt clown.
He's a big cheating bird.
Yeah, like butt clowns of a feather flock together.
You can see him and be like, oh, this guy's a butt clown too. You know, and I love my husband and I don't want people to look at him like that.
Get stuck with that staple,
Like he's a big cheating seagull.
This has been my favorite segment because we've all said butt clown a bunch.
Well, we absolutely appreciate you, Savannah and Chris, and thank you so much for being a part of this. And we wish you both the best as you go on and see how things go with keeping things separated between Brian and the rest of the world.
I'm gonna start playing that song. I'm gonna download that song. You gotta keep them separated. There
you go. It'll be like
I do like you two have a great attitude though, so I think it'll be all fine.
We appreciate That's you fun. Guys. Hey, thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you. One.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I'm sure there are people that have had to deal with somebody like a Brian and changing their ways. We'll get into that and your thoughts on it coming up here in just a few minutes.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Get rid of the toxic people in your life. That's sometimes
it's a good idea sometimes to take like a little notice of who is around you.
Right.
and maybe clean that up a little bit.
And after the conversation we had with couples therapy between Savannah and Chris, it seems like they're going to try to give the whole Brian doesn't come around the house type of stuff, and Savannah and the kids are gone when Brian is around Chris, and Chris cannot turn into a butt clown like him. But they can hang out together. But if there's any kind of an inkling of butt clowniness to come out, then things have to change.
It's funny because, like, I used to play a lot of football, like flag football.
Yeah.
And played at the university on a traveling flag football team and stuff. And I had some teammates that they're my teammates. So I had to be around them. We'd go do, you know, group events with our team and all that.
Right.
And my wife was just like, Nick, you have got, these guys are just dragging you down. You got to stop. Like, one of them used to always, big food stamps person that did not need food stamps and was just conning his way to free stuff. And was just a bad person. And I haven't seen this individual for like 5 years, and it has been nothing but better.
Yep.
Like, it's amazing how much better that is.
Hi, Kix. You had a toxic person you got rid of?
Hi. My wife and I had to block my brother and his wife out of our lives.
Why?
What happened?
Well, my brother was trying to accuse me of sleeping with his wife. Made her get a DNA test on their son to prove that he wasn't mine.
Whoa.
And
you guys,
she's
you guys aren't twins, are you? Because that wouldn't
work. No.
Okay.
She's like three times the size of my wife. Like, I don't understand why he would ever think that, but he did. And so it got so bad that we almost fought over it, and then we just decided that it's best just to cut them out.
Yeah, not have that person in your life. I've got a friend of mine that had a buddy that he followed him around all the time. We actually all went to on a trip down to KC one time, and this guy, man, he was just all about just how much can my friend pay for everything.
Oh, really?
And that's not cool.
That's a hard situation.
Constantly. Yeah. And the girls that he would, how they did not see that this guy was a
con artist.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like it.
But yet, yeah, he always kind of got his way, but not anymore. He is completely gone. But so sometimes it's better to cut the toxic people out of your life.
100%.
Or give yourself a cleansing, if you will. So
exercise demons.
Basically.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
So, yeah, if you need our help with couples therapy, just direct message us on Facebook or Twitter at KX969 with the title Couples Therapy. We help you on Wednesdays, brought to you by Husker Lawn and Leisure Show.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Shane, if you ain't first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about? That phrase is trademark, not to be used as a position to Ricky Bobby Ng.
Yeah, if you ain't first, you're last. I appreciate the fact that we made the top 10, but kind of disappointed in what went down.
We're top 10 out of like 100. A billion.
Yeah, they ranked 100 cities on livability across the United States.
Right. It is livable around here.
And it was our friend Bill Shamert with 1011 News who posted this, and I'm like, oh, cool, we're number 9. That's great.
Yeah, so it had to be under a million people, so like medium-sized cities.
Right. That's us.
And what's interesting about this is they specifically are looking for what appeals to millennials.
Yeah.
And the number one thing when they surveyed millennials is affordability. So in order to be on this list, the cap for a median home value is $250,000. So pretty modest. There's not super expensive cities on this list. And
I wish I lived in a house that cost that much. That'd be awesome.
Well, median home prices is what they were looking at, obviously. Yeah, so it's a little different. But
I'm below the median. Dang it. So far, this is more depressing than fun.
Not that much.
All right, keep going.
So that Lincoln came in number 9 of a place to get a fresh start if you are a young person. They also included
millennials.
Based on economics, housing, amenities, infrastructure, demographics, social and civic capital, education, and healthcare.
Yeah, all those are important to us millennials.
And more diversity and inclusion than before was what was on the list. And it's interesting to me what they called out as what makes Lincoln special. Growing craft beer scene.
Yeah, that's number one. They did. They pulled me on this.
Nailed it. Yeah.
The Leeds Center for the Arts.
Yep.
The Sheldon Museum of Art.
Okay.
Obviously, they talk about the football team.
Yes.
Climate described in 6 words or less. Humid always, cold and cloudy winter.
Wow. Yeah, ma'am. All that's
nailed
true.
It.
Our median home value is 173.
JP, how does this change for you old people?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you look for differently? This is at millennials. What would have been your top three?
I was cool with all the things that were mentioned. I didn't have a problem with any of that.
You just follow along with us young people.
I'm happy. I love Lincoln. I think it's great. I'm disappointed.
So it'd be number one on your list.
Yeah, it would be
number one on mine, too.
It would
too.
Most definitely be. Because
there is no other place better than Lincoln,
Nebraska.
I mean,
no offense, but Boise, Omaha's Idaho awesome. Is number one. I'm like, okay, fine.
No.
I think we're better than Boise.
They don't even know what color field turf's supposed to be.
Right?
There's this blue and ducks die
blue
on it.
Blue football field.
Like, what's that all about?
Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay, you're
Raleigh.
Up there high.
Oh, probably a lot of races down
Madison,
there.
Wisconsin's just a copy of us.
Yeah, they're
it's the
not,
exact same town.
Right. And they have alcoholism through the roof.
And
nobody wants to live there.
Iowa City, Iowa.
Yeah.
And number four.
You know what this is? It's because it's a list for millennials. We feel bad for people, so we thought we'd vote them in.
Is that,
like,
is
it was like, oh, nobody actually likes to live there. Let's vote them in. They'll make them feel better.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm just disappointed
that
we
makes
weren't
sense.
Higher than Iowa City, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But I like other things they called out. Local dream job, taste tester at Ivonicone.
Oh, that's a job
good,
here?
That would be a good
No, that's
like,
not a job.
Oh, okay. That'd be our local dream job.
Yeah, that'd be,
okay,
yeah.
Dream
exactly.
Job.
If you could make
yeah,
one
yeah.
up. I don't think they
yeah.
employ anybody just to taste the ice cream.
Jerry's over in the corner at the Ivonicone. It's like, hey, Jerry, I got a new flavor for you. Come
yeah.
test this out.
Yeah, go
I think it's
that.
The people that make the ice cream that usually
My
also
son
taste
would
it.
Volunteer for the Ivonicone
yeah.
taste tester.
He, oh, yeah.
They mentioned Runza, Holmes Lake, Laszlo's, Blue Blood, I can never say
blue,
it.
Blood,
blue
Blood
Brewery. Blood, brew, blah, 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 blah.
No zipline on there? That surprises me.
It is not White
Elm,
on this specific
White
thing.
Elm is a good one.
Indigo Bridge Books, Licorice International, and the Museum of American Speed are the
Man.
Things that are called out
nice.
On for Lincoln.
So there you go. It's mm-hmm. more reasons why living in Lincoln is amazing, and living in Iowa City is horrifyingly bad.
No, terrible. And the worst part is none of those people even know that that's on this list because it's on the internet. They don't have that.
No nope.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We'll get to the nitty-gritty from Music City coming up, brought to you by Concordia University Online Learning.